Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Wall3D India Limited H2 and FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Shah Rukh Khan from Stellar IR Advisors. Thank you, and over to you, Shah.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining us today. From the senior management team, we have with us on call Mr. Rahul Sonthalia, Chairman and Managing Director of Wall3D India Limited. The management will be sharing operating and financial highlights for the second half and full year ended 31st March 2026. Followed by a question and answer session. Please note, this call may contain some of the forward-looking statements which are completely based upon the company's beliefs, opinions, and expectations as of today. These statements are not a guarantee of the company's future performance and involve unforeseen risks and uncertainties. The company also undertakes no obligation to update any forward-looking statements to reflect the developments that occur after the statement is made. I now hand over the conference to Mr. Rahul Sonthalia. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, Charu. Good morning, everyone. So I'm Rahul Sonthalia. Thank you for joining H2 and the FY26 earnings call today. I trust you have had the opportunity to review our results and investor presentation uploaded on the stock exchanges. At the outset, I would like to highlight the FY26 marked a landmark year in our company's growth journey with the highest ever revenue and profitability achieved till date. So this year is also marking the 10th year anniversary of Wall3D as a company, delivering a robust 102% growth in top line, underscores our strong execution capabilities, expanding leadership in India's 3D printing market, and the ability to successfully capitalize on the growing adoption of the technology. I would like to start with some key developments in the second half of the FY26. We have established a new branch in Kolkata, which is a prime location, marking a strategic step towards strengthening Wall3D's footprint across East India, which is growing technology, engineering, education, and manufacturing ecosystem. Kolkata provides a strong platform to efficiently cater to B2B, B2C, B2G and education segments across key Eastern markets. With this, we have total 11 experience centers across India, marking a presence with physical stores. We have recently also relocated and expanded our warehouse and manufacturing facility in Bhiwandi from earlier 11,000 square feet to presently about 50,000 square feet. It is basically designed to support the rising demand for 3D printing technology and its broader ecosystem. The new facility will enable large-scale filament manufacturing, advanced inventory management, and also the phased expansion of the Wall3D Brahma's 3D printing farm from approximately 200 printers to an anticipated capacity of about 1,000 printers, significantly strengthening our production and fulfillment capabilities. We also expanded our consumer business with the launch of Winglish as a toy brand, India's first consumer 3D printing toy brand, on leading online marketplaces such as FirstCry, alongside the wider availability of our 3D pens across key retail platforms. We have also been in presence of Crosswords. This marks an important step in our transition towards building a scalable B2C lifestyle and consumer products brand focused on 3D printed collectibles, creative products, 3D prints, and direct-to-consumer growth. The operational highlights. I will now take you through our key highlights for the fiscal year 26. The number of printers sold during the fiscal year reached about 19,609 machines, representing a strong growth of 92% over the previous year. Our revenue mix during the year continued to reflect the resilience and strength of our core business model. Hardware, which remained the largest contributor, accounting to about 82% of total revenue, supported by robust market demand and steady volume growth. The consumables contributed about 14%, benefiting from the scale advantages and efficiencies arising from our in-house manufacturing capacity. The capacity utilization of 3D filament plant has been increased to 45% from 38% last year. We want to grow our capacity from 15 tons to 30 tons. Prototyping services after sales support together contributed about 1.5% further, strengthening the integrated ecosystem around the core offering and enhancing customer engagement and retention. The key financial highlights. Now I take you through our financial performance for H2 and the FY26. In the H2 FY26, our revenue from operations registered a strong year-on-year growth of 120%, reaching 56 crore, reflecting the sustained momentum across our core business segments. The EBITDA stood at rupees 4 crores, a strong 51% increase from last year. Profit after tax increased by 6% year-on-year to 3 crores, highlighting healthy growth in profitability alongside continuous business expansion. On a full year basis, revenue from operation grew by 102% year-on-year to rupees 98 crores, underscoring the strength of our execution capabilities and growing market acceptance of 3D printing technology in India. The EBITDA stood at 9 crores, up to 23% year-on-year. Profit after tax increased by 19% from previous year to 7 crores. Healthy return ratios such as return on equity at 16% and ROCE at 18%. Margins during the years were moderated as we continue to scale up and prepare for the future. We have proactively front-loaded certain strategic expenses which are currently higher than our historical levels. These investments are aimed at fueling the next phase of growth. We have invested a lot on team so that we can grow for the next year. We expect costs to normalize over time as operations scale up and the benefits of economies of scale start to flow in. Finally, the conclusion. This performance validates the increased adoption of our products, the growing consumer orientation of 3D printing in India, and also the growth of entrepreneurship and usability of 3D printing to make end products in India. With expanded production capabilities, a diversified product portfolio, a stronger supplier network, and ongoing investment across manufacturing, distribution and retail expansion, we remain well positioned to address rising demand and expand into higher value segments. Also this year marks Creality 3D, which is one of the world's leading 3D printing technology, coming with the IPO in the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, where they raised 1500 crores in the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. We see this as a very strategic and a very good growth for the industry. We are their partner for the India market. We remain confident of sustaining this momentum through fiscal 27, supported by increasing awareness, wider acceptance of 3D printing technology, more marketing initiatives across multiple product categories. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and would request the moderator to open the floor for questions. I'm happy to answer that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question comes from the line of Parth Kotak with +91 Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Hi Rahul, hope you're doing well. Congratulations for a good set of numbers. I just want to have an overview on our capex plans for the next couple of years. I think this year we spent little less than 2 crores of rupees. Aane wale do saalon mein, how much amount are we looking to spend on capex and what kind of capabilities are we planning to add?
So, this is more of a future thing that you're asking, but you know, just to give an idea, we already have plans, like I already said earlier, that we want to increase the capacity of the 3D printing farm. Recently, I had visited China where I saw a 5,000 3D printer farm, and we want to look forward in making a big farm in India because the consumption over here is very high. So, our capex investment will be more on the farm part and also the manufacturing of 3D filaments. In the coming years, maybe we will need a capex of about 8 to 10 crores in the next 2 to 3 years for investments in farm and the manufacturing capacity.
Sure. And this would then also include, you know, the printers which would support our growth for winglets which is probably a new segment for our business, right?
Yes. So farm is basically for production or also corporate gifting. It's also in English. And also prototyping and designing for end product as well as for, you know, customer usage.
That's great. A little color on your growth plan for next year. I think you have outlined in the past, but, you know, a couple of months have passed and if any updates, any new developments that you would like to share on ground, it would be helpful.
So, fact, you know, basically something that's not announced, I cannot share right now on the call. But we are regularly doing announcements of a growth story. So just to give you a brief, in the last, we did some few announcements where we have put winglets in various brands. We have done a sign up with, you know, like Crossword. So we are there across, we have few stores, about 20-25 stores across India. We also have now signed a MOU with FirstCry. Similarly, we are also in process of signing MOUs with such more retail brands. And we're planning to go with winglets across cities like Bangalore, Mumbai and Delhi. So all these announcements have already been made. Also in the Brahma perspective, the growth story is very good. 200 printers are being used. They are being, you know, the utilization is also great of them. And we are looking at, we are seeing higher demand from the market for much, you know, 3D printed products as a quicker delivery and also more of a customized object. Also, you see one of the growth story has come is because the consumption of 3D printers and as a consumer product have increased a lot. 100% growth in revenue will clearly say that, you know, the marketing efforts that we put in for the last 1 year, we worked with more than 100 plus influencers on Instagram and YouTube, that added a lot of value for the brand to go into retail. Like people are buying 3D printer for home use, which is the reason 19,000 plus printers have been sold in the last year. So all these things look at a very good growth for us and we want to continue the growth that we did in the previous years.
Super, super. Again, you've mentioned this on the call and previously also, we've made some strategic investments which would have probably led to a reduction in our margins. How do you see margins shaping in the future, especially if I were to, you know, from a strategic perspective, if you were to look at FY27, what is your guidance on margins for 27?
So, just to give you a brief part, you know, margins are something that we work for more on the long term. As we are in a very growing industry, we are not in a mature industry or something which is flat. So in a growing industry, you need to invest a lot on things which will get you bigger results in the long term. The few reasons why margins have little strength is one of is that we increased a lot on the e-com sales. Earlier, we were not there on e-com. Right now, if you see, we have grown about 190% on the e-com sales compared to last year. Also, we invested huge on the team because I feel that in order to be a 200, 300 or 4 crore revenue company, we need to have good team right now because every team starts performing after 6 months or 1 year. So we invested on the team. If you see the expense on my salary itself, indirect expense has increased on salary by 120%. So this we invest this year for our next fiscal 27-28 to be better.
Makes sense.
Also, you see in the year 26, we invested a lot on rent. Earlier we had about 3 offices or 4. Now, right now we are with 11 experience centers across India. And the rent and the rental expenses have increased from 60 lakhs per annum to about 1.8 crores per annum. So all these expenses are not for today, but it is for the future that we're looking at. So, you know, with the increasing rent from 60 lakhs to 1.8 crores, our revenue on these offline stores have increased from 32 crores to 58 crores. So what we're investing is giving us return, but this year we're looking to make it more bigger and better. And also, you know, because of increasing of the market, we are also looking at some strategic decisions of, you know, taking the market share. So some transactions are less profitability, but we're making sure to take cater to the market as a mass and also hold a bigger equity in the entire market of 3D printing in India.
Sure. And again, you know, good notifications on you signing with FirstCry and Snapdeal among other e-commerce platforms. But do you think then margins would probably deteriorate further for the next year? Because I'm assuming our e-com sales would only increase as a percentage of total revenue.
So, you know, these partnerships that we are doing, they are mostly for the Brahma end products. So what happens is that with increasing volume capacity, with increasing capacity, economies of scale become much better, profitability will rise. So LPL Brahma as a concept, initially for us the cost is higher because it's a new setup, everything is new, the team has been built up to make bigger revenues. So in the first year, obviously the revenue will not be what we expect. Hence the cost per piece or the cost per item economies is little lesser. As we are being in number of stores, number of spaces, number of e-com, economies are still better, profitability will rise in the coming time.
Super Rahul, thanks for answering all my questions. I will join back in the queue.
Thank you so much, Parth. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Faisal Hawa with SG Hawa & Company. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Faisal ji.
Good morning. Rahul, how do you see the tie-ups which will now increase for us? So, and can you tell us that who is, what is your largest supplier contributing to volumes at this point of time? And how many more tie-ups are we looking at in the coming 2 to 3 years? And how much would be the government's contribution to you in the coming financial 2 to 3 years?
Okay. So, Kajati, thank you so much. So, first question of, you know, what are the new partnerships we are looking at? So, as a brand for product category, we are looking at a lot of bigger segments. So, I'll just tell you what's happening globally. Globally, across the world, like I said, you know, the Creality 3D, which is one of the biggest company in the world, we cater to 70% of the market share in India. That company just came on with the Hong Kong Stock Exchange. Last week, there was an IPO. I went for that. They raised 1,500 crores equity. So their valuation was about 8 to 10,000 crores of value, Indian rupee. And such companies are now going into modern trade. So like, you know, so if internationally you go to Best Buy, you go to Walmart, you will buy 3D printers in stores. People are buying 3D printer like the way you're buying a mobile phone. I see the same growth story coming in India. Obviously, we are in a very nascent stage, but it will come in the coming time. So we are looking at such kind of partnerships to be in the modern trade and also to be in the general trade, both for your 3D printed products and also for the 3D printing category. So there are various partnerships that, that we are working on, various brands that we are in discussions with. Then also, you know, the growth story that we are looking at, right now we see a lot of consumption happening in entrepreneurship part of the business, where a lot of people are buying 3D printing, not only to make a design or make a prototype or something. We have seen more than about 400 to 500 entrepreneurs who have created out of these 3D printers. So the reason why we put in the 3D printing firm, Brahma, was to give people the idea that there is something like end product made using 3D printing. So now we have more than 400 to 500 people whom we support who have smaller farms across India. Some people may have a 5 printer farm, some may have a 50 printer farm. All they do is manufacture end products. Some people are making tabletops, some are making camera accessories. Everybody is selling either on Amazon, either on Instagram, either through their websites. So we see a very big growth in India and also the Indian economy where there is, you know, issues of, you know, employee, you know, getting an employment, issues of growth. A lot of people have the, you know, thing of becoming an entrepreneur. I think 3D printing is one of the backing that they can take and grow in this segment. So new partnership and growth is coming from these areas. Government is also playing a very big important role. That's your third question. So we prefer not to deal directly with the government because of their, you know, systems of tender and payment. We prefer to work with more B2B partners. So we are doing a lot of projects across India from, you know, top government institute projects to everything. But everything goes through, you know, people who are into the system. There I see a growth for this year also.
I mean, may I request you that we take some bigger steps, at least on social media, to generate entrepreneurship through the 3D printing? Because fortunately or unfortunately, Wall 3D has become like the de facto leader, or, you know, we have to not only expand the, our own business, but we have to expand the 3D printing market also. So I feel the real use of this business is people doing entrepreneurship through 3D printing parts. Because most surveys say that is almost like a $4 billion market. You can replace spare parts, you can replace unavailable parts by 3D printing them.
So, thank you so much. So, we are right now working a lot of social media. So, one of the investments on our team is also the entire marketing team. So, hence, if you see for the last 1 year, we have done more than 100 plus influencers. From the top influencer like a TechBurner, which may have more than about a few millions of followers to, you know, as small as maybe something with a thousand, hundreds of thousands of followers. So we worked with 100 plus influencers last year. This year on social media, our target is to have about 300 to 400 influencers who talk about 3D printing as a segment category. So there are more people coming to the usage. Also, just to tell you, we are announcing, we are making a new series which will be launching in the month of June, which we'll update you soon. That series is about entrepreneurship. That series is about how 3D printing is helping people to grow business, how 3D printing is helping people to earn money and run a different brand altogether. So we are working on the entire segment. Our focus is not to have the pie same as it was last year. Our intention is to make the pie bigger and enjoy the bigger benefits that the 3D printing industry has today.
I really appreciate your answering my question so well.
Thank you so much, Ajit. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Akash Jain with Vichit Global Securities Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Rahulji. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. My question pertains to regarding the fall in the gross margins. So, what is the reason for fall in gross margins as we are now forayed in different segments like gameplay, prototyping services?
Okay. So, sir, there is a 4% reduction in the gross margin. Like I said in the previous, you know, I told to Mr. Parth or from Kotak Security, sir, that the reason for 4% decrease in the gross margin is first because of the increase in the e-com sales, and also we wanted to make the product more commoditized. We wanted to reach a higher number of people. Hence, in the year 26, we had done a lot of sales in the e-com segment. So, hence the e-com cost increased to us, which leads to a 4% reduction in the gross margin. Secondly, this year we also focus on a lot of B2B segments. We want more sellers to come into the segment of 3D printing where they cater to the existing customer base of theirs. So, you know, there are few sellers on Amazon whose earlier last year revenue was about 2 and 2.5 crores, and this year we increased their sales to about 5.5-6 crores, increasing to about more than 150%. Thirdly, the total e-com sale last year, if you see, sir, the total e-com sale was about 2.6 crores and it was about 2.6 crores last year, and this year the total e-com sale was about 7 crores and this year the e-com sale increased to 26 crores. So all these also resulted in the gross profit margin reducing. And also there are few indirect expenses that happened to us, like I earlier said in the call, sir. Salary and the employment cost increased to 120%. We investing a lot of good quality people, like we got the national sales who has more than 15 years of experience working with Hikvision Camera, working with EverReady as a brand. Also, we this year, because we invested in Brahma Farm, the depreciation expenses came in this year, which increased the depreciation expenses, increased by about 110%. Obviously, the first year depreciation is higher, later the depreciation will go lower. But later the profitability will go higher and the depreciation goes lower. That's a benefit in the longer term. And rent also increased for us. So these are the reasons why the overall, the margins have been shrink in this year. But they look better results coming in the coming time. Because what we invest today is invest for the future now.
And sir, what was the nature of e-commerce sales, like 3D pens, filaments or...
In the e-com sale, basically we divide the e-com sale into three segments or three players who play with us. So we had about 26 crores of sales this year, sir, in which the website, the Amazon platform grew by 199% for us. That is about 10 crores. The website grew by about 334%. That is 10 crores equal to the Amazon sale. And we also have some ClickTech. I mean, there is also a reseller who works for us about 5 crores or something. And the maximum product that we sell on e-com is a mix right now. Obviously, the highest share is of the hardware, which caters to about 70-75%. Other things are the filaments, 3D pens, and also 3D printed products like the God Idols and also the winglets as a product category.
Okay. And sir, my next question is on the cash flow from operations. It continues to be negative in FY26 as well. So, what is the outlook on like inventory turnover?
So, sir, just tell you, basically, the reason the cash flow has gone negative. So this is more of an intentional one-time investment in inventory. Also, I feel because as a company, we are a distributor of various international brands, it gives us a lot of volume discounts when we go for higher purchasing. So which will increase the profitability in the coming year. Also, we want to secure our supply chain. So we want to make sure that we have higher inventory in place. And this complete inventory is highly liquid and also turning into cash whenever I want. So right now we are turning into cash. And sir, even if our cash flow is going negative, if you see our trade receivables, although the revenue increased by 102%, the last year trade receivable and this year the trade receivable remain the same, around the range of 5 crores. That means we are still maintaining the credit in the industry without even increasing the exposure of credit in the market. So overall, I see the cash flow is negative because of the growing scenario of a company. Also, the turnover increase or the revenue increase by 102%.
And sir, my last question is regarding the trading ecosystem that which you have built, like the resellers, then trading pens, filaments, now prototyping services, gimlets, and even other tinkering labs. So which segment do you think can be meaningful contribution coming years for the company? What are the softer points that you are seeing?
I feel with the time, we are in a very nascent stage. Every part of the industry is growing for us. The 3D printing segment, the hardware segment is growing very strong. So we see a very high growth with it. Along with that, we also see higher profitability growth areas like Brahma. We have a 200 printer farm. We want to expand to a higher 1000 printer farm this year, which will increase our revenue. Also, the profitability will increase overall in the brand. Filament manufacturing also, we are increasing the capacity so that we are able to do more than what we are doing. Last year, we did about 15 tons per month. This year, we want to make it a double unit. So hence, we are expanding on the filament manufacturing. So I feel as the product increases, the raw material will increase demand. Hence, we move to a new warehouse in the start of the year, catering to our future demand and the need of the brand that we want.
Oh, okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you so much, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Madhur Rathi with Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Madhur. Sir, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand what was the revenue from this Brahma 3D printing farm for FY26 versus FY25, and sir, what kind of margins are we currently making on this segment?
Right now, see, Brahma was launched in the month of October, November. So, in that duration that we were there, we did a revenue of about 1.5 crores, which was prototyping and designing. Just to give an idea, right now, when I visited a farm of 5,000 printers of, one of the brands in China, which is the world's one of the biggest 3D printing farms, with a 5,000 printer farm with 50% capacity, their annual revenue is about 40 crores. Just in printing. So I feel, we invest in farm, we can get higher revenue like these. Also, such farms have a very higher profitability. The profitability in the farm can be about anything from 40% to 70%. So in that, the volume can be less, but the profitability is very high. So we look at this as a very lucrative business model. And also, because of less competition or no competition in this segment and capacity, I think we can benefit with this also as a advantage to us.
What is, sir, when we speak about 40 to 70, these are gross margins or operating margins? And
so
what kind of customers are we targeting in this? Have we signed, as you mentioned, we signed MOUs for our the toy categories with FirstCry. Have we signed any customer agreements or type of take agreements in this segment?
Yeah, so sir, whatever business, whatever announcement we do on stock exchange, we do only on the basis of agreement signage. We don't do any kind of communication without the document in hand. So there are various MOUs which we have signed, which we are in the process, but not announced because the MOU is not signed yet. Secondly, all these companies who work with us in the Brahma as a segment, there are a lot of NDAs that we have to sign because some people have a lot of designs that are their own copyrighted or their own manufactured, designed ones. So we cannot share those MOUs with the exchange because they are more on the closed for us. We are doing good tie-ups with Brahma as a segment. We also have a lot of repeat buyers in Brahma, where people keep coming every month to make some new design, new product, maybe manufacture 100 pieces, 500 pieces, 1,000 pieces. So we are working with a lot of, the segment that we are catering to over there is, things like outdoor advertisements. We are working with marketing companies. We are working with corporate gifters, because right now pharma as an industry is using a lot of 3D printed products for gifting. So we are catering to few orders like these in higher capacity and quantity. So I see if the capacity of the company increases in production, we can cater to more bigger demands and more bigger needs.
Got it. If you could help us understand what is the margin profile for our consumable segment versus the printer segment, and you mentioned that we have started manufacturing these filaments on our own. So what kind of further margin improvement on the consumable division can we expect?
Generally, the consumables, in this business of 3D printing, there are two different areas. One is the hardware, one is the consumables or the Brahma or the Ringlets.
The hardware will always be little more, lesser margin, because it's a lot about distribution, it's a lot about passing the margins to a lot of people in the process. So the gross margins in a 3D printing distribution will be anything about 30-35%. But similarly, the gross margins when we come to about, manufacturing 3D filaments, Brahma 3D printing farm, or, going to winglets, the gross margins can be anything from 50% to 70%. So hence, with the growing industry, with the growing revenue, they are trying to also have a bigger, a pie of these other businesses in the company, so that our margins can be maintained in the longer term for higher revenue and higher PAT.
I think I got this wrong, sir. So the consumable or the manufacturing that we do, sir, do we supply these filaments to other 3D printing players who have bought printers from us, or is like in-house only?
No. So we basically sell 3D filaments across India.
Whoever has a 3D printer can buy a filament from us. So we sell these 3D filaments to, Amazon. People can buy on Amazon. There are end customers who buy from us. Also, these 3D filaments we use for self-consumption in Brahma. So it has both the use, but mostly 80% of the business is selling outside and 20% is the consumption in-house.
Got it. Now, sir, there are few companies in the packaging space where they sell their printers, rather than they sell their inks. But there, it's like there, the particular ink is associated with a particular manufacturer and you can't sell it for others. So I'm trying to think 5 years down the line, I think if Wall 3D has the dominant share of printers in India, but they, if the consumer can buy these filaments from anyone in the market, so how are we trying to tackle that issue, if you could help us understand?
Just to tell you, Madhuji, that when we compare to traditional business, it's very different. Traditional businesses are evolved in the last 30, 40 years. It's not a business that happened in 2 years. So when we compare to a normal printer, that's a different segment. In that also, you have something that you can go to the second market and, take a copy of a HD cartridge. Similarly, in 3D printer as a category, we make filaments which can be used and compatible to any printer. The entire business segment of 3D printing is not a very close, it's an open source business where the users, the DIYers, the people who want to play with the technology, they want open technology. They want something where they can play with or grow with the technology. So 3D filaments is a business which I feel is very lucrative and growth story, because it can be used in any printer and every printer. Also, with the growing demand of the 3D printer as a category itself, the filament consumption is also increasing. Also, what I see is that because the entrepreneurship is taking a lot of big business role in 3D printing, a lot of new entrepreneurs have started with 3D printing. They are making their small brands of 3D printing stores. Those people are consuming higher filaments. So such tie-ups with such stores can help us to also increase revenue in the long term for us.
Got it. And sir, where do we see this consumable share increasing, because the number of printers that we have sold has doubled this year versus the sub 10,000 levels it was earlier. So can we, over the 2-3 year period, can this, where do we see this, can this become a 30% of our revenue?
We're trying our level best to increase the capacity, to increase the growth.
But like I said, hardware is a higher value item. Because of the value, it shows like a higher percentage in the growth. But comparatively, consumable increasing at 15% this year was a 15% of the overall revenue is a very good story for us.
Got it. So just a final question from Manchu for FY27 and FY28. What kind of revenue growth can we expect? And with all these investment on personnel, new store addition, what kind of margin profile can we expect? Because earlier it was 15%. Right now they have come out to 9% for this whole year. So what kind of margins can we expect?
See, margins we want to try to maintain the highest level that's possible. Like I said, in the growth story, you have to either focus only on the profitability or you want to focus on the market share and making sure that you are big enough to earn higher revenue in the long term. So right now we are focusing more on the higher business strategy. How do we be part of every industry in 3D printing? And gradually the margins will fall in place. What we invested today is for tomorrow. Like I said, employee cost today is today. But the same employee cost will be maintained for some time. The revenues will increase. So automatically the fixed cost remains the same. So your profitability will increase in the higher revenue models. So I feel higher revenue will come in. The growth percentage, what we did in the past, we would love to continue the same. But it is a market dynamics. Like no one expected us to grow by 103%, but we did what we couldn't even imagine. So we want to continue high story for us and we continue to do the best possible.
So the revenue projection, sir, because our inventory has doubled from 24 crores to 48 crores YOY. So are we expecting to deliver similar kind of growth that we delivered this year? Because our inventory base has almost doubled YOY basis.
Even if inventory has doubled, revenue has doubled. So obviously the investment of the working capital will increase because higher the inventory, better it is to, you know, turn over the material in the market because the demand is increasing. As well as, you know, asking for a future forecast of what the revenue can be, it's very difficult for me at this stage to give a future forecast, and also the exchange doesn't allow me to give some numbers. But like I said, in the past we performed, we'll try to continue the performance to continue this year also.
Perfect. Sir, thank you so much and all the best. I'll get back in the queue.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Tejas Shirodkar with VM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I am audible.
Yeah, hi, good morning.
Yes, okay. Thank you for the opportunity. My main question is this.
Tejas, your voice is not audible, I'm sorry. Hello, I can't hear you clearly.
Hello, is it audible now?
Please.
Yes. Okay. So, on your last answer to the last question, you said that you have hired a larger team which is more capable.
Your voice is not clear, I'm sorry. I cannot hear you clearly.
Tejas, if you're using Bluetooth device, can you remove and talk on speaker mode, please?
Yeah, now is it audible?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, okay. So I just want, thank you for the opportunity. I wanted to understand that you have added a larger team which can handle higher capacity. Just wanted to understand what is the additional fixed cost incurred by us because we added them.
So like I said, if you see the, you know, balance sheet also in the P&L, the team has been increased where our salary increase has been done by 120% compared to last year.
Oh, okay. And I want to understand what kind of capacity does this team handle, like 30,000, 4,000 machines? Can you just put the light on that?
Can you please repeat, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I was just asking what kind of capacity this team can handle, what kind of machine capacity or like anything that can give me light on this.
So, you know, the right now the team that we are creating a team which can have a revenue of 200-300 crores. And we put a lot of energy on the team, which I think will start performing. In the next 1 year, you may see a bigger result coming in.
Okay, understood. And just wanted some light on the industry overall and how is the Iran war affecting us. Just wanted a little bit light on that.
So, because of the war around, yes, little import cost has been increased,
as you know, the entire freight, the entire cargo and shipping, the vessels, hence, you know, the import cost for these things have been increased little. And it's a nice question because, you know, this has also affected our, you know, the material flow in the sense something that we used to receive in 40 days is now taking maybe 60 days. So hence our working capital investment has been increased in the company.
Is there a same reason why you all have procured more inventory?
Yeah, that is the reason we are investing more on, you know, inventory. And even if you see the, yeah, that is the reason we are, you know, having more inventory so that we don't go into loss of, you know, transaction or loss of no stocks.
Okay, yeah, this was it from my end. Thank you for answering.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Sanjay with Best Head Research. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you so much, sir. Sir, Rahul, you just wanted to know that in H1 FY26, our printer volume showed was around 7,500. And
yes,
in H2, it was around 11,000, 12,000 kind of numbers. What has been driving this growth, if you can tell me, meaning that, you know, as you before was speaking that, you know, you are trying to do on the education that some sort of adult, is the volume pickup from there as well, or how the volume pickup has been, from where places it has
picked up? Sanjay ji, there are three reasons why there is a pickup in volume.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons is entrepreneurship. That means a lot of people are using 3D printing farms for growth story. So there are people who are buying 3D printing farms as a concept, that they are buying 5 printer, 10 printer, and they're becoming small entrepreneurs across India. You see on Instagram, you see on, you know, Google, there are so many people who are selling 3D printed products. So one of the growth thing is because of that. They might have tried a printer once, then they grew to 2, then to 5, to then to 10. So there's a growth story because of that. The second reason for the growth story of 3D printing technology is also, like I said, that we invest for tomorrow, not for today what we are doing. So we did more than 100 influencers across India. Those influencers were tech influencers. And also this year we are focusing on targeting on fashion and, you know, other home improvement influencers. So we want a bigger segment of people to know 3D printing exists, which will lead to buying behavior to happen. So one of that reason of growth is also such influencers who influence the customers to buy higher number of 3D printers. So this is the second, that is the marketing of the KOL or the influencer category is working very good. The third is that the reason the second half has performed higher number of machines is because a lot of tenders with the B2B buyers close in the second half because a lot of orders close in the last H4. That means in the last quarter is the highest number of sales for a lot of B2B buyers where they have some conversions to be done and they try to do closures. So we did a very good, in the month of March, we did a lot of big sales that happened of, you know, 3D printers, of, you know, some buyers buying maybe, 500 printers, somebody buying 800 printers. So we had a good volume coming in March month also for that.
Talking about the scenario, just wanted to know that, you know, in the past 3 years, from FY22 to FY25, our volume, printer volume score was around 8,000, 10,000, right? And in FY27, it's we are doubling the market from last 4-5 years to right now. Since going forward, I want to ask this kind of numbers, more than 20,000, are these, or the growth story has been, in your mind, has been quite robust. Is that the understanding correct?
Yeah, so the growth story was always there. Just to tell you one thing that, you know, Sanjay, we are just about 0.3% of the global 3D printing market. If you talk about Creality, the IPO that happened in Hong Kong Stock Exchange, so what we sell in a month, machines, they may be manufactured in a day. So we are nowhere in the capacity of what we are doing in India. So I think the growth story is very big. Hence, we have to invest today in the infra and also in the team. Also, you know, having the 8,000 printer farm or 8,000 printer sale in the market, the kind of technical and after sales team is required is very different than what a 20,000 or a 50,000 expectation is. So we have to build and invest a lot on the back end, after sales, the training, the installation, you know, everything has to be invested and something can happen by luck in the initial stage of your business. But as you grow, it can't be luck. It has to be very planned and more growth story.
Right.
So if you see the expenses are increasing because it's not luck. We are planning for what we want for the next few years.
That is my question. So rightly you said that because you are investing right now and therefore the margin are little compressed right now, that I understand. Just wanted to also know that, you know, this 20,000 number can become 25-30, because I know you are saying that Indian market is very small compared to global market, but the pickup of which, you know, the numbers are seeing is quite robust. Just to understand this, if are the sustainable numbers or not.
So I feel Sanjay, these numbers are sustainable, and also I think high growth story can happen. Like, the reason I am telling you is that the global 3D printing industry is going at a very, very rapid pace. Also the CAGR, the growth of the 3D printing industry is about 25-30%, and in India we grew by 100%. So imagine the scope that India as an economy has. So I feel what we did, 20,000, we'll grow to another number. One more reason is we are a very social community based society, where if your friend has something, you would love to buy it or you would love to explore. So when 20,000 users are talking to their 20,000 friends, you never know, 5,000 friends are buying it. So being a social community based economy, I think the growth story of influencer marketing, where even a customer can influence 5 friends to buy, is where I see a volume can go from 20,000 to 40,000 in this year itself.
Okay. And therefore we are building the inventory of that sort of
user. Yes, sir. Okay. So we are building the inventory along with working capital. We are also building the team and the strength to cater to the inventory.
Right. So also wanted to understand, as we are talking about Wendy's as a brand and we are signing up some MOUs with, you know, FirstCry, Crossword. So so just wanted to know, is there a particular number they give you for a 6 month, 1 year target, or how this model works?
What happens, Sanjay, anything to start, first is to get your foot inside the door. So our focus in the last 6 months have been to try to have a foot in various brands, big brands, who are in this segment of the business where we want to cater to, where the end customer remains the same.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is to get the foot in the door, and then now is to, so basically I always believe in the fact is that first you concentrate and then you dominate. You concentrate on few players, maybe example Crossword. We focus on Crossword as a segment, has 100 plus stores. We started with Crossword, maybe 25 stores. We dominate the market of Crossword in our industry that we want to do as a 3D printed toys segment. So start small. But once you know it performs, then you grow, expand, and then keep adding new categories for, Crossword to add in their own segment. So this is just a start a relationship with them, but gradually we will have new product ranges and new categories so that we cater to the more market demands of the stores.
So I totally get your point, what you are trying to say, that right now we are just entering this Crossword and the FirstCry stores as a foot in the door. And when the sale is happening, they will scale it up, and gradually we will scale it up eventually.
Agreed.
Okay. Perfect, sir. Sir, also wanted to know, as you are trying to say that e-commerce is, you know, getting us more cost side of that parameters, right? Because that increasing the cost. I wanted to understand what kind of product. Is that the discount which we are giving, or is that the, the, because we are in the e-commerce side, the selling from the particular, from, you know, for that matter, it's a 50-60 ka cost structure, that cost is also 70-80, and why?
So the reason why the cost is also increasing, because earlier, when before the last year, we used to target only users who want to buy 3D printing. So cost of marketing used to be very small. Right now, we are not focusing on 3D printing or a tech as a category. We are also influencing and targeting people who are buying beyond a technology. Like, you know, a PS4 or a PlayStation that somebody buys, may buy it for one, but they may not use it the entire year. But they buy it for passion, they buy it for the feel of, oh, I have a gaming thing at my house. So we are putting the 3D printing in that segment, so this cost is higher to influence such kind of buyers. Also, the best part about Amazon as a platform or these platforms is that our efforts to close the deal with the customer is very less. Our interaction is very less with them. So for us to pay higher, to get the deal closed is much higher, much better. So today 26% of the business goes online, where our effort or the team dedicated to the segment is very less. So we pass on the benefit to the customer that, okay, you get the discount, you buy more from us.
Okay.
And also there is a recurring business. So filament becomes a recurring business on the website as well as Amazon, where a customer keeps buying and they get next day delivery. So Amazon, we are not only giving 7 days now, our Amazon has become next day delivery. And the coming time, we may have a same half an hour, 1 hour delivery. So we are investing in things where we can reach the customer faster.
Okay. So I also wanted to, my last question would be, wanted to understand that in the second half, does the price of filament has increased significantly?
Surprisingly, the price of the filament is not increased. Although the market and the war and the dynamics are, our price has not increased and the margins are still maintained in the filament sector.
Okay, sir. Thank you. We will get back, you know.
Thank you so much.
Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to ask a question, may press star and one. Our next question comes from the line of Faisal Hawa with SG Hawa & Company. Please go ahead.
So, are we facing any kind of pressure from our larger suppliers like Bamboo Labs, etc., to take more printers, or otherwise they would like appoint other distributors? Because India is finally a very large country and they would be also wanting us to buy many more printers.
So, right now there is not much of a pressure to buy more. But we feel that if you buy more, sir, you get more expenses, more profits, and also you get more, profitability. And also the market demand is good enough to buy more and keep some inventory. So, we are doing that. And for us, like how we have aspirations of growing, similarly, these bigger partners have more aspirations and they look India as a very big opportunity. So, they're going with us in 3D printing segment, and I think pressure is always good to, always help us to be on our toes and grow the industry. And also, talking about number of distributors, I think they have just maintained the same number of distributors for India market, where we still, cater to about 70% of the market in India.
And are we trying to now even go into tier 2, tier 3 and tier 4 cities with smaller experience centers, or we will not compromise on that? And we also plan to have some franchises in some cities instead of going everywhere on our own?
So the thing is that we are not looking at franchises. What happens is that as the brand becomes bigger, it becomes very difficult to maintain franchisee, and my cost of maintaining a franchisee becomes very higher. And any issue in any franchisee, it becomes a social media problem for us to maintain. Because for the customer, it is Wall 3D. It is not a franchisee that is talking to them. So we are trying to, have a limit to the number of franchisees. We are just maintaining what we have. The number of stores to increase in Tier 1, Tier 2, I think it's not the time right now. And hence, to cater to that demand of Tier 1, Tier 2, we are trying to go through the online platforms. Like, right now we are in the talks with Amazon. Like, if you know, sir, Amazon now has come into place where they are doing same day delivery to all across. There are about 1500 dark stores that they are planning to get into. So we are in discussion of how can we be a part of those dark stores also. So for Tier 1, Tier 2, we are catering online as a platform. Hence, we are investing more to cater to that part of the industry. And the number of offices that we have, sir, we want to maintain the same 11 number. Maybe increase the one or two depending on the region where the need is. But these 11 offices, we are also increasing the increasing the size of the office. What we started at 1,000 square feet to try as a region. If the region is performing, we are growing it to 2,500-3,000. So we are evaluating the growth of the region. And like I said, sir, we want to concentrate and dominate. Better to be in Bangalore and make a 10 crore business to 30 crores instead of going to a Tier 1 and Tier 2 and try to cater a 1 crore revenue. So we want to have more focus, concentrate on the market and dominate the entire industry in that space.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much, Azhar.
Thank you. Our next question comes from the line of Madhuraji from the Practical Investment.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity once again. Sir, these printers we import from, where do we import these from? And sir, with INR weakening, how is that affected our import, if you could help us understand?
So, So we import this, so mostly all the printers across the world are manufactured in China. So we import these from China itself. And yes, INR, like you rightly said, the INR has, you know, become, it has depreciated, the dollar became stronger. So there is a little issue with the pricing factor. But we still, margins are not yet much disturbed. Obviously, little cost can be increased. But we have also increased the MSRP in the market as per the increase in the dollar that we have done. So we did a revision in the price of the end customer prices of few brands to, you know, nullify the increase of the cost of the dollar for us.
Got it. And sir, when we say that we would like to move towards the general trade and modern trade distribution aspect of this business going forward, so do we have any exclusive partnership with these OEMs or manufacturers or these are like non-exclusive partnerships?
So basically what we have done is that we cannot cater to exclusivity of these suppliers because their demands are very high and they have a lot of various products that they cater in their portfolio. We try to take exclusivity of only certain products in their entire portfolio, which we focus as our product category. And while we go for modern trade or general trade, modern trade or general trade is basically done in discussion with those brands itself, with the supplier. So we do a tripartite communication between me, the supplier, and the modern trade, which is there into place. So we try to have a 3-people deal where we try to see how can we make their placement in India through Wall3D as an official partner and have a 1-year contract and a further contract for how the store can be.
Got it. So just final two questions from mine. Sir, is this business very service oriented that wherever you are supplying your product, you need to have a strong service and tech support established as well? Or I'm trying to understand why, what if this market grows to a certain extent, what stops a player like a Redington or Rashi Peripheral who are into IT distribution from getting into our turf?
So just to tell you, you know, there are two ways to see this business model. One is that it's only a focus on 3D printing as a segment. So today as a company, we are focused only on 3D printing. We grow the 3D printing. We know how this market works. But tomorrow somebody like a Redington comes in or, you know, example, something like Apptronik comes in. So they have a very different segment. They are catering to a whole market which is not only tech-based. So both segments will have their own growth story, will have their own market spaces and their own customer basis. This industry requires a lot of technical knowledge also. And hence, we are making our technical so strong that tomorrow, suppose a brand like Redington comes in and says that we are taking a distribution, so the same supplier will give a distribution to them and us, that he may take care of only the sales, but we take care of the entire support system and the back end of the brand. So there are these discussions that we also do, so that we are always the strength with the brand, that we are the ecosystem and not just the sales channel.
Got it. And this is the final question, sir. We can do a 200 to 300 crore revenue with the employee base that we have added currently. Is that correct?
So we are trying to create a team which caters to a bigger volume like a 200-300. But like I said, as we are growing revenues, we find more expertise that we require for certain segments of the business. So investments in team will continue to grow. We will try to have more senior people coming in as and when the revenue is increasing. But what team we have created, I think is good to reach a number of 200 for that number.
Got it. So that was from mine. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Rahul Chandalia for his closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, everybody, for attending the call. And it was great to answer all the questions. And like I said, we are in a very growth story. And there's a lot of new things to happen in the coming years. And setting an example or seeing farms of 5,000 3D printers across the world, also seeing Creality, one of the biggest IPO happening in the Hong Kong Stock Exchange, 8,000-9,000 crores of market cap. So I think there's huge opportunities for India. And we being the leader, I think we have a huge scope also. So thank you for your support and looking forward for more support in the coming time. Thank you so much, everybody. Thank you so much, Stellar, for the entire call. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Wall3D India Limited, That concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you so much, yeah.